The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus spoke to his disciples. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A week ago, Friday was the infamous holiday, sort of speak, in the United States, a day known as Black Friday. I've never taken part, but apparently it's quite the mayhem as everybody rushes to the stores at all hours of the evening, trying to get the perfect deals, pulling things out of each other's hands, whatever. Sadly, it's made its way to Canada. On the same day, on Friday, we were having a PA day, professional day for teachers. And while the speakers were talking, many of the teachers were texting on their phone trying to get their deals. One teacher said her husband left at 3:30 in the morning to go get the special price on whatever. When I was planning this homily, I decided to go online and look up the word Advent. No word of a lie, the first thing I saw was Advent at Amazon.com, great sales. As we get closer to Christmas, we do know that we have to do lots of shopping. And as that wonderful day comes closer, the shopping becomes more hectic. The malls are more full. The parking lots are a disaster. And the stress that we feel as we get out of our cars after we found our spot and go into the stores and we're a mad rush, I just want to go and get whatever I need, and we're hot and bothered because everybody's there, so we have to not only carry our packages but our coat. It's horrible. And as families, as we prepare for Christmas, we think about a young couple who just got married, and one turns to the other and says, "So, I'm very excited we're going to my parents' house for Christmas." And the other's alarmed. "Well, I thought we were going to my parents' house for Christmas." "No, no, no. We always go to my parents' house for Christmas." As families grow older, there's a good chance that somebody in the family at the young teenage years might say, "Can I go spend Christmas at my girlfriend's house?" And as parents, we're crushed. You don't want to spend Christmas with your family? I did that every other year. And then once again, as families get bigger as we grow, people get married and have boyfriends and that, the complications of who's going to hold Christmas meal? Is it going to be at so-and-so's house, so-and-so's house? Who's going to get invited? Who needs to be invited? Do we have to invite people who aren't necessarily in-laws yet? Oh, the stress of it all. Can we afford to buy a turkey that big? Do we have enough chairs? At work, in some companies, we have nice things called Kris Kringles. where you pick a name out of the hat, and that's the person you're going to buy a gift for. You open up and you go, I don't even know who this is. Or worse, I don't even like this person. And now I got to buy them a gift. Holy smokes. I don't need to tell any of you that's not what Advent's supposed to be all about. Advent is supposed to be about faith, hope, joy, and peace. What I talked about before is not supposed to be taking place. Jesus actually mentions it in our gospel. He says, be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life. Says it right there. Last week, Father Lobsinger, in his homily, talked about the two types of kings. He spoke about Pilate and how nobody liked him. Why? Because he was a vicious man who quite literally killed a number of people, who crossed him in any way. And for everybody else who was living under his rule, was, to put it mildly, miserable. And we all know when we're miserable. Our whole body shows we're miserable. We're down. We're weighed down. Our faces are down. Everything about us. If we have a cold, we're down. Shopping. Ugh, I'm so tired. I'm down. And then there's Jesus, the perfect authority figure. I learned this a long time ago, that the root word to authority is author. And what does an author do? He gives life. What a perfect title for Jesus. For he does. He gives us life. He lifts us up. He gives us joy. He shows us how to live our lives and to find true happiness. So Advent should be about that. We know we'll have toy drives, food drives, clothing drives. We can go and help serve a meal at the Good Shepherd. We can just be there for one another. Bring a smile on their face when they're down because of all the shopping. We can come together as community and break bread. And we can pray. To you, Lord, I lift up my soul. Heavenly Father, show your ways to me. Teach me your paths and keep me in the way of your truth. For you are the God that saves me. Amen.